In a little less than a month, Indiana will stop payments of all federal unemployment benefits in hopes it will force workers to fill vacant jobs. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks spoke with people currently relying on those benefits who fear what this will mean for them.
Tiffany Wagner worked as an in-home health provider, but was laid off when the pandemic struck. A mother of five children in Vincennes, she says the available jobs in her area aren't paying enough to cover costs of basics like daycare and bills. When Indiana opts out of federal relief to workers on June 19th, Wagner says she doesn't know what she'll do.
Even if I go back to work, am I just supposed to leave my kids on the corner because I can't afford childcare? I mean, like, what do you want me to do?
Wagner's situation is emblematic of what economists say is causing a perceived labor shortage among business owners. Several recommend offering more competitive wages and benefits to workers while making sure there's also affordable childcare. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.